Rich Dad stood and shut the creaky old wooden window that needed repair. If you learn this lesson, you will grow into a wise, wealthy, and happy young man. If you don't, you will spend your life blaming a job, low pay, or your boss for your problems. You'll live life hoping for that big break that'll solve all your money problems. Rich Dad looked over to me to see if I was still listening. His eyes met mine. We stared at each other, streams of communication going between us through our eyes. Finally, I pulled away once I had absorbed his last message. I knew he was right. I was blaming him, and I did ask to learn. I was fighting. Rich Dad continued, "Or if you're the kind of person who has no guts, you just give up every time life pushes you. If you're that kind of person, you'll live all your life playing it safe, doing the right things, saving yourself for some event that never happens. Then you die a boring old man. You'll have lots of friends who'll really like you because you were such a nice, hard-working guy. You spent a life playing it safe, doing the right things. But the truth is, you let life push you into submission. Deep down, you were terrified of taking risks. You really wanted to win, but the fear of losing was greater than the excitement of winning. Deep inside, you, and only you, will know that you didn't go for it. You chose to play it safe." Our eyes met again. For 10 seconds, we looked at each other, only pulling away once the message was received. "You've been pushing me around," I asked.
"Some people might say that," smiled Rich Dad. "I would say that I just gave you a taste of life."
"What taste of life?" I asked, still angry, but now curious. "You boys are the first people that have ever asked me to teach them how to make money. I have more than 150 employees, and not one of them has asked me what I know about money. They ask me for a job and a paycheck, but never to teach them about money. So most will spend the best years of their lives working for money, not really understanding what it is they're working for." I sat there listening intently. "So when Mike told me about you wanting to learn how to make money, I decided to design a course that was close to real life. Now, I could talk till I was blue in the face, but you wouldn't hear a thing. So I decided to let life push you around a bit so you could hear me. That's why I only paid you 10 cents.
"So what is the lesson I learned from working for only 10 cents an hour?" I asked. "That you're cheap and exploit your workers?"
Rich Dad laughed heartily. "You'd best change your point of view. Stop blaming me, thinking I'm the problem. If you think I'm the problem, then you have to change me. If you realize that you're the problem, then you can change yourself, learn something, and grow wiser. But you only pay me 10 cents.
"So what are you learning?" Rich Dad asked, smiling.
"That you're cheap," I said with a sly grin.
"See? You think I'm the problem," said Rich Dad.
"But you are."
"Well, keep that attitude and you learn nothing. Keep the attitude that I'm the problem, and what choices do you have?"
"Well, if you don't pay me more or show me more respect and teach me, I'll quit."
"Well put," Rich Dad said. "And that's exactly what most people do. They quit and go looking for another job, better opportunity, and higher pay, actually thinking that a new job or more pay will solve the problem. In most cases, it won't."
"So what will solve the problem?" I asked. "Just take this measly 10 cents an hour and smile?"
Rich Dad smiled.
"That's what the other people do. Just accept a paycheck, knowing that they and their family will struggle financially. But that's all they do. Waiting for a raise, thinking that more money will solve the problem. Most just accept it, and some take a second job working harder, but again accepting a small paycheck."
I sat staring at the floor, beginning to understand the lesson Rich Dad was presenting. I could sense it was a taste of life.
Finally, I looked up and repeated the question. "So what will solve the problem?"
"This," he said, tapping me gently on the head. "This stuff between your ears."
It was at that moment that Rich Dad shared the pivotal point of view that separated him from his employees and my poor dad, and led him to eventually become one of the richest men in Hawaii, while my highly educated but poor dad struggled financially all his life. It was a singular point of view that made all the difference over a lifetime. Rich Dad said over and over this point of view, which I call lesson number one.
The rich don't work for money.